This week's Shabbos is Shabbos Haggadah, which is always a Shabbos right before Pesach. And I saw in Rechayim Kanievsky's Haggadah a beautiful insight when it comes to Shabbos Haggadah. So there's a machlokus on whether or not one should say, read the Maggid portion, most of the Maggid portion, on Shabbos Haggadah. Some camps say, yes, you should. Others say, you should not. And one of the reasons given for why one should read the Maggid portion is because it may come, it'll come the Leil Seder, and you won't have light, and you won't be able to see anything, and then, oh, what are you going to do? I don't know the Haggadah. But here, because I had read it the Shabbos before, now it's going to be so familiar to me, that it won't make a difference. I'll be able to say the entire Maggid portion because I'm going to know it by heart. And that really struck to me, just because if you think about it, is that really true? If I say one thing, we've done the Haggadah many, many times. And if I was to do every day from now until Pesach, I read the Maggid portion, would I really, really know the Maggid portion by heart? I'd be able to say it over. And maybe yes, maybe no. Likely I would not be able to, but teaching that idea of actually knowing things, of actually putting in focus when we're saying something to try to know things by heart. And perhaps that's why children are able to know things at a much, much greater level and a greater capacity, because they really put their strength and energy into knowing a lot of things that we do know. If I was to learn all the songs for the Seder now, I didn't know any of them, I'm trying learning them right now at 34 years old, I'm going to have a hard time with it. I don't know how successful I would be. I don't know if I'd be able to learn any of the songs. But when I was younger, it kept being put into me. You kept singing and you kept saying it over again. Then you're able to get it. You're able to have it down. And perhaps for those that have the custom, this Shabbos to say over the Maggid, don't just read it as I'm fulfilling a halacha by doing it. But focus on it. Put energy into that. Not that we think our lights are going to go out on Pesach, but to have some concentration that I want to know what I'm saying. I want to be able to remember what I'm saying. So then come the Seder, everything's going to look very, very familiar to me, and it won't look foreign at all. Have a wonderful Shabbos.